Welcome once again to the Palm Village Word. My name is Ken Adams. I'm in studio with the usual twosome that I'm here with. On my left is Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement. How's the advancement going these days?
Good. We keep advancing the cause of senior care in a rapidly changing world of seniors. Good.
I always wonder about that when churches, they say they're having retreats. I always think, shouldn't they be having advances?
Shouldn't they be advancing?
Yeah, there you go.
Good point, Ken.
Just a little side joke. Also with us, Jim Duick. Good to see you. You are the Director of Marketing.
I am.
And how's things going in that department?
Actually, very good. The last 2 years has especially been good.
Yeah.
For Palm Village.
Really? Why the last 2 years? What's changed?
Well, I think what's changed is in 2008, things changed a lot, and people were very uncertain about what the future was holding.
Unlike today, of course.
Well, and that still continues, of course, as we all know. And so it seems as though they wanted to align themselves with an organization like Palm Village that has a very long history, so over 70 years, and is stable and is financially sound, so that at least they can know what to expect.
There you go. So what is the topic on the table this week, gentlemen?
Well, we're going to start with acronyms that matter in senior care. We've used all these acronyms before, and in fact, I think we've talked about most of them at one time or another. But I continue to be amazed as the world of senior living takes center stage in our healthcare debate, in the politics of today. People who work in the field of senior care just assume that everybody knows what these acronyms mean.
And oh, boy.
I've been here almost 6 years, and I'm just learning most of them and what they really mean versus what I thought they meant.
So, I would think there's probably, with every passing month, there's probably new acronyms, aren't there?
Yes, but there's some, what I've defined as 6 or 7 key acronyms that every person needs to know that's making decisions about senior care. And I think the first one that you're going to hear more about is AIP, which stands for Aging in Place.
That doesn't mean you're just sitting in a chair and getting old,
no,
right?
The term has been around for a while. But it's gaining popularity once again, and in part because there are so many new in-home care businesses starting up, most of which are for-profit, that's responding to the desire of seniors and the pushback from government funding to stay at home longer. Well, there's kind of this technical term called aging in place. We like it at Palm Village because we think that the definition needs to be broadened from simply somebody who chooses to age in place at home as long as they can stay home, to aging well in place, meaning if you choose to stay at home, if you choose to move to Palm Village, the fact of the matter is you will age in place wherever that place is.
So for the non-technical types like me, aging in place just basically means growing older wherever you happen to be residing.
And we believe that we can help you do that well either place, at your home or Palm Village, preferably. We think that our place is about the best place you could age.
Right. And, of course, that's a new element you're going to be hearing a lot more about.
Yeah.
Of course, Palm Village, the community in Reedley has been there, how many years did you say, Jim?
Over 70 now.
Over 70. And a new element is Palm Village at Home, where you're going to be offering options to folks who want to grow older staying in their homes.
In Fresno, we're doing a test case with this program, but it's part of this larger sense of aging in place, and we think it's an acronym that people will hear and need to understand what it means.
All right, so remember AIP, aging in place, growing older wherever you happen and choose to be. What's your next acronym?
Well, the one that we talk about a lot is a CCRC, a Continuing Care Retirement Community, and that's what we are. Jim works in this every day. I'm going to let him describe what that is.
Sure. A continuing care retirement community, there's only about 1,800 in the entire United States that have that license. And in our immediate Fresno area here, Fresno, Reedley, Visalia area, there's only two. We're one of two that have that license. And that is very much a part of aging in place, where you can move freely through our system of independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, rehab, memory care, all within one location. Once someone moves to Palm Village, they have a home for life, no matter what their health needs may become in the future. And there's also a commitment there to provide them a home for life.
So is that what would make CCRC, you say there's only two in the Fresno-Visalia area, you being one of them, is that what would make them unique in that every phase that somebody may go through in their senior years, you offer that, as opposed to you might have to move from one place to another in a, quote, regular retirement
community. That's right. The only reason you would either need to leave Palm Village, it would be just on a temporary basis, possibly a hospitalization,
okay,
an emergency room visit. But as far as your permanent living arrangements, we can accommodate you from, well, you have to be at least 60 years old to move there.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only prerequisite as far as that goes. And assuming your health needs are or what they need to be for whatever level you want to move to, you can remain within our community for life.
There you go.
Yeah, in fact, I think in the Central Valley there's only four between Bakersfield and Turlock. There's one in Bakersfield, one in Reedley, one in Fresno, one in Turlock. And often when people are shopping for senior care facilities, they don't realize they're not comparing apples to apples.
Yeah.
It would be a fair analysis to compare those four facilities in the Central Valley. They're in the Central Valley. Most of them, I think all of them, have a faith-based kind of heritage, very different prices, very different entrance fee levels. But it's very different comparing one of those four to the next acronym, an MLP, or a multi-level provider. And that's an apple to an orange. And so both happen to be fruit, I guess.
There you go.
But very different kinds of fruit. So Jim can talk us about what an MLP is.
Yes, yeah, so MLP, that stands for multi-level provider. And so multi obviously means more than one. Mm-hmm. So that could be potentially skilled nursing and assisted living, or it could be independent living and assisted living. Typically, in most cases, it's independent living and assisted living, and they may even have skilled nursing. But they're not continuing care. They're not a continuing care retirement community, but they are multi-level. And that there's a difference. Typically, in multi-level, you'll have the entrance age would be 55 for seniors for their independent living, but there aren't necessarily health care services that come along with that.
Okay. So continuing care would be like one notch above MLP then, in that offering a broader spectrum.
Yes, right.
We certainly think so. And one of the distinguishing characteristics is that with a CCRC, there is typically an entrance fee versus just a monthly fee. And as people, again, compare and shop, and we think you should learn to be a wise consumer of senior products that are out there, understand, again, the nuances of an entrance fee are worth thinking about and studying and understanding as you make your comparison. We think, obviously, for good reason, that an entrance fee plus a lower monthly fee is not only the best deal out there, but the best value over a long period of time.
I guess the key word is investigation. You use the apples and oranges analogy. Obviously, if you're setting about to make an apple pie, you might say, well, they're both fruits, so I'll go ahead and put oranges in the apple pie, or I'm going to make orange juice with apples. No, you kind of have to do a little bit of research first.
Not so much. And that takes us kind of the next acronym that we think ties in well with the CCRC and the MLP, and that's an RCFE. Again, imagine kind of separating RCFE. But RCFE stands for Residential Care Facility for the Elderly, and that's a very important distinction to know about. And Jim, again, will tell us what that is.
Your Palm Village, in addition to being a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community, we also have an RCFE license for our independent living as well as our assisted living. And what that means then is, and why somebody should care about that when they're out shopping and looking for a retirement community, is that the RCFE license allows us to provide medical services to people in our independent living. If you don't have that license, you're not allowed to provide medical care, render medical. You can call 911 and the paramedics can come out. But that can make a big difference.
Is that round-the-clock care?
Yes, it is. It's 24/7.
Okay.
And we have a nurse that's available, that's on-site 5 days a week, and then is available on call after hours as well.
And I think the way you've described it on the past programs is, obviously, if somebody needs to go to the hospitals, then definitely call 911 and get the ambulance there. But as you said, in some cases, it might be, well, I'm just not sure about this. And having somebody on site like that can evaluate it and might be able to say, This could probably wait for you to see your doctor on Monday.
That's right. That's right. Having our staff available in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, you have some emergency, you press your call button, the staff comes over and can do the initial evaluation and either call 911 or make an assessment if that's not necessary.
Yeah, and again, this is a trained medical professional. It's not just somebody going, you know, I think you'll be okay.
Right, that's exactly right.
One of the subtle distinctions among RCFEs has to do with the number of beds or individuals who live in a facility. Mm-hmm. And as you go up in bed count, so to speak, you go up in services. For instance, we are required by law to have a full-time activity director because of the number of people we have living there.
I've met her. She's a delight.
She is a delight. Norma Fraze just does a phenomenal job, and she's got a staff that works with her. So there tends to be a lot more activity at an RCFE that's over 49 beds, for instance. Mm-hmm. We have different requirements, not only there, but in terms of the kind of oversight we are given by our friends in Sacramento. And so we think, again, as people shop around and look at different facilities, something like a full-time activities director can make a huge difference just in the kind of the vibe that's on a campus, how much is happening. And people tell us all the time at Palm Village, they feel like they're busier in some ways than when they were working.
I know. I saw that when I was out there for the fall jamboree, and I saw the little notebook of folks who were interested in going to the Fresno Fair, and she said they take folks to the Fresno Fair. They go to, they go to plays. They go out of town. They go to Monterey. It just, there's all kinds of opportunities for those who want to take advantage of it.
Right. Matter of fact, there's an upcoming trip I just found out about yesterday where they're going to go over to the coast and check out the monarch butterflies.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Yeah, and those kind of things go on every week from card games on Monday nights to movie nights on Friday nights to chapel on Wednesday nights, which is something that's unique to us at Palm Village. Mm. Not every RCFE has a chapel or a chaplain. Mm. We've added that service. That's not something the state requires us to have, but it's a very important component.
With a faith-based community chaplain.
So I want to just go over these acronyms again. AIP is Aging in Place. CCRC is Continuing Care Retirement Community. MLP is a multi-level provider. And an RCFE is a residential care facility for the elderly. We think those are kind of the standard four acronyms that you would do well to learn, memorize, Google. Any one of them you could Google, and you will get a definition for much more descriptive than we've been able to do in these 15 minutes. I do want to make a little plug here at the end for a year-end opportunity for people who have become convinced that senior care is something they'd like to contribute to with maybe a year-end gift. You can go online to palmvillage.org. We do a gift at the end of each year for our staff. We have about 200 people who are employed at Palm Village, and we try to do a year-end bonus for our staff. I call them the heroes of the hallways, the people who are in skilled nursing at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
Who are working when many of us are off for the weekend. And we like to be generous to them at year end. And you can just make a donation at palmvillage.org and earmark that donation for a Christmas staff fund. And we'll make sure that it gets to our staff. You can also make a donation to Palm Village, our Living Legacy Fund, which allows people to live there even if they outlive their resources. Once again, we are a faith-based 501c3.
Nonprofit.
Nonprofit, and we serve for the purposes of our residents' well-being.
We have thrown a lot of acronyms and information in this brief program today, and I'm sure either one of you gentlemen would be happy to answer questions about any of the stuff we've talked about, correct?
We'd be happy to talk to anyone that gives us a call.
Okay, and where can they call?
They can call 559-638-6933. They can also find us on the web at palmvillage.com. Send us an email. We'd be happy to communicate with them in whatever way they would prefer.
638-6933, Jim Duick or Chuck Buller. Bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
listener, for joining us for this week's edition of the Palm Village Word.